There's about 300 people that have gathered. They've flown in on helicopters, they've arrived on commercial flights and bussed here, they've driven themselves. So, yeah, there's plenty of going on. It's very exciting because today marks the culmination of a lot of work from the Bates family. 5 years, in fact, from when Andrew had this idea one day when he was driving his tractor, just thinking, I want to do this differently. And so he's had that idea and he's commercialised it. I had a quick chat to him about what that entailed.
The concept of swarm farm is lots of little simple machines that work together to do the job. These machines are very adaptable. They can shift row widths, they can lift up, they can drop down to different crop heights. It's the ability of these robots to slow down, to do things more accurately and stop at individual plants that really is a game changer in agriculture.
How do you go from being a grain grower to being a, someone described you a bit earlier this morning as an entrepreneur roboticist, quite a mouthful. How do you go about commercialising an idea that you've had, you know, in the cub of your tractor one day?
Well, to start with, you don't get much sleep. Look, when we first started, I guess I had the concept of what I wanted to do and what I saw for the future of agriculture, I guess, of where I saw, you know, technology heading. We started out with university partnerships. So we formed a partnership with the Australian Centre for Field Robotics and also QUT in Brisbane. And our first technology was done with these university partnerships. As we got more confident with the technology and understood more about what we wanted to do and the technology matured, we started employing our own people. So that was the next big step for us. And that was a big step to actually step out into being a startup, I guess, at that stage. Because obviously there's no cash flow coming in and you're spending money on development. From there, we started employing more people. This year, we started bringing on partners to help us to deliver this technology, and we've had the three commercial partners that we've brought on board, and they're helping us deliver this technology to get it from that startup technology stage to get it to industry.
We talk a lot about diversification of your business, and for a lot of people, that means, you know, putting in a rotation or perhaps getting some stock on. Do you see robotics as a diversification for your farming enterprise?
Well, certainly I do. I mean, you know, one of the things about robots, it's not about automating agriculture or driverless tractors, that sort of thing. It's about new ways of growing crops. It's about new farming systems and new opportunities to grow crops in different ways that we always thought, never thought were practical or realistic. And it's the ability of robots to get in and change farming systems, throw out some of the, I guess, the boundaries of zero till, throw out some of the boundaries of controlled traffic, but throw out the way, even the boundaries of what we think about harvesting crops or how we even go about planting crops. So that's the exciting future.
Andrew Bates, a grain grower near Emerald, who now has, I guess, roboticist after his name, as you heard there with our reporter, Amy McCosker. Amy, can you just give me a sense as to what these things look like, these robots that are out in the field today?
Well, they're a bit hard to describe, but I will give it a go, Craig. I came here a few years ago, and what I saw then isn't what's here today. Today is Swarm Farm 3.0. So this is the third generation of the original idea that Andrew Bates had. The wheelbase is about 2 metres wide, and it's in a capital I shape. So a typical wheelbase that you would imagine is underneath a car.
Yep.
It's about 4 metres long and 2 metres high. So it's got a bit of clearance if the crop is a bit more developed. But that doesn't include the boom, and that's what it's attached to the back for today's demonstration. So it's a spraying demonstration. But if I could give you a bit of an analogy, I suppose, imagine that, you know, that the robot here today is like a smartphone, and what will be coming next is the apps. So for example, today they've got a boom on there that can easily be taken off, and say something that applies fertilizer could be added. So it is quite dynamic in what it can contribute to farming.
Yeah, and I've seen a whole heap of different ag robots, different sizes, everything from almost remote control car size through to car size that you're talking about today. Wheelbase, 2 metres wide, about 4 metres long, in a bit of an I shape, so almost like a car chassis. Very interesting indeed. So not only will this change farm practices, which Andrew was talking about, but I'm guessing also the expertise needed behind the scenes. Have I got it right, Amy?
Certainly, yeah. The idea of a farmer having skills, you know, of driving a large tractor, having a good knowledge of hydraulics and of fixing those sort of large tractors is probably, it's different to what is happening here today. That's something that I spoke to former Premier Campbell Newman about. He's actually the chairman now of Swarm Farm. He says that ag jobs will change in a big way. Here's how he described that.
Look, I absolutely think it will, really will motivate people to think about going into the ag field and to be delivering technology for farmers. One thing I'd say to young people contemplating that is that there will be a big future in this. I think it's important, though, to really understand that Farmers don't need technology thrust upon them. But farmers, in our view, need technologists to work with them to develop solutions. Farmers know how to farm. Technologists know about technology. What we need to see is the appropriate fusion of those two things. And again, in Swarm Farm, you've got a farmer who's gone and got the technology and got the support of QUT and Australian Centre for Field Robotics, and therefore it's got the highest prospects of being successful and field deployable.
That is, of course, former Premier Campbell Newman. He is the chairman of Swarm Farm. Yeah, and out here at Gindi, there's lots of different people gathered here today. Primary producers, obviously, businessmen that are interested in this idea. And on that point that Campbell was speaking about there, there are some uni students that are here. They've come out, they've donated their time to be here, and they haven't come from local areas. They've come from all over Australia. I spoke to William McCarthy, Tom Holcomb, and Tom Wyatt. They're all engineering students from New South Wales and Queensland, and they're here because they think that this is on the cutting edge, Craig. This is on the forefront of what's coming in technology and also in agriculture. And here's a bit of what they had to say.
I started studying mechatronics at uni, down in Sydney at UNSW. And I was always interested in trying to get into ag somehow, but I didn't really have any clear idea. Anyway, we heard about what Andrew was doing and decided to swing him a message and see if he needed some help.
What is mechatronics?
Mechatronics is a cross of mechanical, software, and electrical. So it's essentially robots.
William, you did start in agriculture. Did you? How did you come to be here at Gindi though?
A bit of the same boat. I just got on Google, looked for agricultural robotics in Australia, and Andrew popped up. Sent him an email in February, and he said we're very busy time, as you know, for the demo today, and so come up for as long as you want, pretty much.
And we've got a second Tom here, which might be a little bit confusing, but you've got a different background as well. How did you become involved in this project?
Yeah, well, much like Tom, I grew up on a farm in northwest New South Wales and started studying mechanical engineering 3 years ago at Newcastle University. And I was also keen to get into the agriculture side of it. And after hearing about Andrew, I was pretty interested in what he was doing and this leading technology. It's pretty cool to see.
Back to you, Tom number one. What's next?
The sky's the limit. I think projects like these sort of are great for developing the base platforms for huge improvements.
For people that are listening, just everyday farmers that might not know too much about robotics, how do you see this impacting the way they do business in the next 5, 10, 15 years?
Hopefully it'll bring a lot of reliability to the industry, hopefully, instead of having very tight windows as they're getting tighter and tighter with the seasons. Instead of having huge reliance on massive machinery or single machines, you can have a number of these scalable robots. And also, hopefully, the price will come down. It'll make things much cheaper, much more liquid. There'll be hopefully huge benefits, especially logistically.
Yeah, it's quite interesting what's going on. So some of the students up at Central Queensland there in Emerald today for this demonstration out at Gindi on the farm of Andrew Bates. Amy, just before you go, what's the weather like? Because there has been a bit of rain around over the past few days. How do the robots handle a bit of mud?
Oh, Craig, the sun has actually come out, thank goodness, because it was wet yesterday. The paddock's a bit sticky, and they did have a contingency plan in to roll the robots out over the airstrip instead, but they've gone back to plan A, and they're going through the paddock. However, they did have to switch the robots into four-wheel drive to be able to handle that mud that's out there today.